My question is regarding the small amount of pocket money that we get regularly at home. We get only 10 rupees on a daily basis. In this era of costliness, what we can buy for? Just 10 rupees. It is a small amount. You are requested to talk to our parents on this issue and to advise them regarding increasing the amount of our pocket money.
When I was a child, I used to get 1 paisa regularly and 10 rupees contained 1000 paise. If we calculate, 1 pi was... Also there, by the way, 1 rupee contained 64 paise exactly. It used to be bigger than a pie. Now it is called paisa. I think that majority of you might not have seen the old paise. If you multiply 64 by 10, then I think you will get perhaps 640. I used to get 1 paisa while you are getting 640. Even that does not suffice. If you eat sweets and candies, you have chances of having sore throat. And then your parents would have to spend money on its cure. You will weep, you will neither sleep nor will let others. Therefore, they should reduce from 10 to 5. And even 5 are enough to buy candies. Pocket money should not be enough to buy candies.
He is asking a question to get sympathies, but it seems that you are saying opposite to it.
I am expressing sympathy. I'm not his enemy.
He's asked you to advise his parents to increase the pocket money.
I'm advising his parents to reduce the pocket money. What else they eat except candies? They eat rotten french fries. And I don't know what other unhygienic food they eat by eating which they fall ill. Have you ever come across any such mother or father who claims their child to have been 100% healthy and has never fallen ill in any way? After listening to such parents, I will change my mind. All the children do fall ill. Almost all of them eat unhygienic food.
Once we had a Madani Qafla in Africa where we have an Islamic brother who has been qualified in the field of food and beverage. He has a diploma. He told me about some boxes on which the number of a chemical was printed. He told me that this is a chemical which is usually added to food in production process. The benefit which the manufacturers avail by adding this chemical is that the taste it creates leaves such an astonishing impact on the mind that it generates desire and demand to eat it again and again. It creates a continuous inner demand. There are such items, I won't take their names, if eaten only once, create a continuous demand to eat again and again. And the demand is so strong that a person finishes the packet. So such chemicals are added to the food which develop continuous demand to eat it again and again. It's also harmful for health.
Everyone tries such kind of tricks in consumer products. Chemicals usually have their own side effects. But the problem is that who will accept it? What we do is that we just satisfy our heart. It seems that those people who accept mistakes have passed